net sort of hits the side of the net, comes out at a weird angle, and one of our defensemen has an opportunity to clear it. We whiff on it. It happened in slow motion. It's still lying in the crease. We had another defenseman sort of fall down, try to block it or whatever. At that point, he should just use his hand and knock it out of the crease, but he tries to fall down and block it, and it's just sitting there. And Phoenix gets spun around. I don't know what he's doing, but he's got, when you watch a goal go in, it's he's got his back to the play and on all fours, and third guy just comes in and just sort of whacks it, and I don't even know how it gets in the goal, but it's just, that's the way things have been going, you know, and it's just a microcosm of our game. You know, we get a lead, we're playing well, we just need the next goal to get some separation, to put them out of it, and then we get a bad break. You know, the night before, it's a broken stick, they get the goal. This game, it's, we can't clear it, it's just a bad break for our team, and I feel bad because we played so hard, we played so well, we dictated the play, we're playing aggressive, we're creating scoring opportunities, not giving up much, and bang, we give up these goals. So I think that's, our team felt disappointed after the game Saturday. You could just tell there wasn't a lot of happiness in the locker room, and you know, and as a coach, I'm a pretty positive guy, and all, like I told him, all we can ask is that the effort's there. If you put in the effort, then, you know, some nights your execution's off, some nights you get a bad break, and but they were truly disappointed, and that, you know, and that's a good sign in a way, because we expect more, we want more, we're just not happy with the results and getting points, even though we're undefeated in five games, and we should feel good about a lot of things we're doing. The guys aren't totally satisfied, and that's a sign of a team that is cares and has some character and wants more, and that's good.
The game is tied 2-2, and still, again, a lot of time to be played in that third period. And both teams a little bit maybe shut down as far as the offense. It looked like there was a lot less chances there towards the end of that third period. Maybe nobody wanted to make that big mistake, you think?
Well, I think it's just the nature of the game. When you play back-to-back games, you know, we're one of the few sports in college that has to play back-to-back. You know, in basketball, they play, you know, Thursday, Saturday this weekend. Football has one game a weekend. When you have to play back-to-back, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, a lot of energy goes into that game Friday. It's a physical game. It's a fast game. You have to skate, and someone's always leaning on you or leaning on your stick, and to come back in short notice and have to play again. I think you start to see some of that, you know, later in the second and the third period. But, you know, I still thought we carried the play. We had some good opportunities. We just couldn't finish them.
Well, in the overtime, Blake Pietila had another great chance there, and he nearly put the game away. We had ended up with five shots on goal to their two shots on goal again, and we always seem to really be the team that's going for the win in the overtime, Coach, where, you know, it was pretty obvious, at least to me, I thought that Bemidji was going to be satisfied with a couple of ties.
Well, just to give you an idea, and the fans an idea, we had 13 attempted shots in the five-minute overtime, which is pretty good. They had three attempted shots. You know, I mean, we're playing to win, Dirk, and you know me. You've been around me long enough now that we're playing this game to win. We're not. There's no consolation in getting a point, whatnot. We play the game to win, and our team expects that. And you know, I thought Blake Pietil had a great opportunity. You know, turnover in the danger zone, just inside their blue line. He walks in pretty well all alone. He's getting a little pressure from the side, so he can't quite take it to the net. But he gets that look. And last year he would have scored on that. And that's where Blake's fighting things a little bit this year. And I know he's going to work out and work through it, and it's going to work out for him. But I wish that one would have went in more so for him than anybody, because he had a heck of a game on Saturday. I mean, he played hard, and you saw the glimpses of his strength and his speed, and he had some good opportunities in the game. He's starting to shoot the puck again, so good for Blake, and like I said, I just wish that one would have went in. But anyway, nonetheless, we played hard, we didn't get the results we wanted, but we'll take the points. Every point is so huge. I mean, as you can see, we're just slowly moving up the standings, and you know, and now we put ourselves in a pretty good position going into this weekend to have a good first half and put ourselves in, you know, at least the top four, top half of the league standings.
How concerned are you about the confidence level of the guys out there on the power play right now, Coach, when they're getting good looks but they're just not able to score? And now, you know, here we are, the media always talking about it.
Sure.
So it wears on those guys, I think.
I think the biggest thing for me is we're I'm seeing improvements. So we've gone from not many shots, you know, little, what I call deliberate with the puck. We still were a little bit this weekend, but we're getting there. You know, we saw, you know, Dan Sova come in and get some real good shots from the net. So it's we have the pieces to the puzzle. It just still trying to put them together. And, you know, I didn't realize how much we missed Steven Saigo. We talked about that. And David Johnstone would be a real nice piece to get back and get on that power play. And we missed Jujhar Khera, you know, another player who could have been back this year in front of the net. He did such a good job when we watch all our power play goals from the year before, just to get some ideas what we were doing. Can we go back to that? But it's a new year. It's different. Every time you start a new year, things are different. They're never the same. And as much as we had success last year, you know, you just can't expect to have that. You have to go out and work, and some things change. So we're getting there. I like where we're going with the power play. I like where it's headed. I'll tell you one thing. If we can be in the position we're at with our power play, yeah, being like it is, that's okay, because I know it's going to get better, so good things are going to bode. That's going to bode well for the second half as we get it going.
Thought the penalty kill was great on Saturday night. We keep Bemidji 0-4, which is four power play shots on goal. They tried that little lull you to sleep move between the defenseman down low and then quickly to the middle or to the back end, and they weren't able to hit it.
Once. They got one real good chance.
Well, they did, yeah.
Just the one time, but no, I thought our PK guys did, for the most part all weekend, did a pretty good job. And, you know, we have to continue to do well there, because our power play is not doing well. So give our team a chance to win the special teams battle. Our power play is not carrying us right now, but our PK is. So that's a good thing. So as much as we're not scoring, you know, I know our team defense, we're number one in the league as far as goals against, which is huge, because as you get down the road, when everything starts to tighten up a little bit as far as the play goes, we're already there as far as how we're playing defensively, and we're only going to continue to get better there. And Dirk, you know, the offense is going to come. So we just have too many guys that are too talented. So I feel good about our team, and especially defensively where we're at right now.
Yeah, our goals against is pretty amazing right now. And Bemidji State, like you had said, came in with a lot of goals being scored on a regular basis. They were giving up a lot too, but they were scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, they were. And the nice thing is we shut them down, and you know, we're going to play another team this weekend, Bowling Green, that scored some goals. So we have to be on our defensive game and ready to go.
Got a question for Coach Mel Pearson. Your time is running out. To get it in, DJ@themix93.com is the email address, DJ@themix93.com. We'll have your questions coming up soon. Plus, Coach will talk about Bowling Green and what to expect this coming weekend. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93. And we'll give you some insight to the new recruits, the new... Oh, yes.
Yeah, we got a couple of...
And some tickets to give away.
Tickets to give away, so we'll have a couple of trivia questions. So we got a lot. How much time we got left?
Oh, we're doing good.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
We're doing all right. Well, we'll be right back with the Mel Pearson Show.
Stock up on all your holiday cheer at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 12 packs of bottled beer, priced to move. Coke 2 liters, 4 for $5 or $1.59 apiece. All 7-Up and Pepsi 12-pack cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. Check out Bucko's for your holiday scotches and a large selection of booze gift sets. And keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include taxes or deposits at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, where the party starts.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel Building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and two full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Well, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy something this, enjoy everything this year, just head over to the local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there. Real Coke taste and zero calories.